What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Today is going to be fun because it's Pop Culture Day.
Yes, those are my favorite.
So good, right?
I love them when I know what's going on.
I know. I'm always like, who?
I know.
What? I was talking, I had, do you know Chrissa Cullinar?
I mean, I don't know her, but I know who she is.
She is, she was the E! News host for like ever. I might be butchering her last name, but she's a friend. But you know what people's last name, like I still can't, like Lisa Turkest, you know what Turkest? I mean? Turkest? I always mess up her last name too. But I'm like, she's a friend, I talked to her. But after like such a long period of time, you can't ask someone.
Nope.
Like we have those situations. Where I'm like, I can't re-ask someone
when we've
worked with them or something. Yeah.
At least it's last name. I feel like that's acceptable. But sure. When it's like, wait, what's your first name? Anyway.
Oh, where was I? Oh, Chrissa. So she moved to Nashville because she started working for CMT. Hmm. And she's been here for a year. And it's one of those things where we've been trying to see each other for a year. So our joke is like, see in 5 years, because she lives out in Mount Juliet. So it's kind of far.
Yeah.
For where we're at, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, with, you know, it's just like kids' schedules and everything. So finally she was like, hey, what are you doing Saturday? I was like, nothing. Come over, let the kids meet, swim. It'd be so much fun. Oh my goodness. So I actually have to tell you a side note story that I feel terrible about that happened. But she was talking about like pop culture news. She's like, CMT doesn't really care about the drama.
Right.
They just care about like the music and like they don't care about breaking stories. But she was on, when she was on E, she's like, you know, we had to try. She's like, that's why I was like probing. I was like, I know. And I knew that was like your job, you know?
Right.
But so now she's like, I miss talking about pop culture. And I was like, well, we do it sometimes on our podcast. I know it's not E! News, but like.
And you felt like you were an anchor all of a sudden.
Yeah. I was like, and you can come on anytime. So that'd be fun to like, yeah, maybe when KB is on, in
maternity leave.
She should like come on.
Oh, that would be so fun. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I think that'd be, I just thought of that.
Yeah. I met her when she came here to interview you. I guess it was over a year ago.
No, that is
a different girl?
That's Cassie DeLora from E.T.
So sorry.
Very similar.
Just kidding.
Same job.
Wrong person. See? We're just doing great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know her.
But here's a bad story. All right, shoot, I got to spit this ice out or everyone's going to be mad at me. Okay, so the kids were playing. Everything was great. Why weren't you there? Or you were somewhere?
You didn't ask me.
Oh. It's fine. It kind of just like randomly happened. Like Sarah called me and I was like, come on over. And then Tanya was like, what are you doing? And I was like, come on over.
Ramsey can't swim anyway.
Yeah, that's true. You were supposed to come over the next day.
Yes, I was. But it's fine. I think I heard this story though from Sarah.
Oh, the fire ants?
Yes.
Yeah. So the whole thing where I was like, we're talking about the kids were playing kind of rough. And so I was like, don't sue me if something happens. But she was talking about a story about how someone, it was like a family friend or something, or somebody sued the person at the house. And I'm like, that to me, and I know you're supposed to have insurance for things like my mom, for example, she never wanted us to have a trampoline. She's like, because if someone breaks their arm on our trampoline, then you're going to get sued. And I'm like, but it's the kid's fault.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. If your kid's jumping off of my playset.
Oh, yeah.
And like pretending to be Spider-Man, like I'm not paying for your broken arm. No. I will offer my condolences and like, you know, help you with your kids while you have to take the kid to the hospital.
But
like,
that's not your fault.
But people sue people over that.
I'm not sue. I can't understand.
So then Sarah was saying, well, we have people sign things like when they come to the house, because if they're like riding ATVs and stuff like that and someone gets hurt. But same thing, like, you know, so and then also someone's like, all right, well, this is Lee Bryce's house. I'm going to because they think they have, you know, big time money.
Sure.
Right. So we were like joking about it. Right. And so, again, the kids are playing. All of a sudden, I look over and I'm like, in my mind, I'm just like not like thinking, right? I'm just thinking like she's playing with sand, right? Because her like 3-year-old little daughter is like, and I'm just kind of looking at her. I'm like, huh, I didn't know I had sand there. Like, it's just like, kind of like, And I was like, oh, no. And I couldn't get it out fast enough. I was like, that's not sand, it's fire ants. And her poor sweet, we went running over to her. I mean, she had bites all of her hands. Like, it was like, it was awful. And then I was like, are you ever going to come back? Please don't sue me. And I'm so sorry. I was like, here's some lavender oil.
How old was she?
3.
Oh, poor thing.
Scream. Oh, I felt awful. I've texted her like every day being like, I'm so sorry.
Please don't sue me. I meant to have you sign
something.
Would you
like me to send you a bag of ice for her poor sweet hands?
Poor thing.
And I'm like, you know, and then Sarah is like, lavender oil, put this on there. Yeah. Do a Benadryl. I'm like, no. So we gave her some Claritin. And so it was like a thing. Claritin. I wasn't even, but that was Sarah's suggestion. Claritin. Antihistamine. It's like to make.
Yeah, I think that's Benadryl, not Claritin.
Well.
Let me know if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's just Benadryl.
It was an adventure and I felt terrible. So that was the Christmas story. But going back to Papa News.
Yes.
We have things to cover.
Oh my gosh, yes.
But first, let's take a break.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job, not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Okay, so Hannah, our new mom, is going to ask us some questions about pop culture. Let's do it.
Okay, we'll get started. Well, first I have a Mother's Day one, and I wanted to know, happy belated Mother's Day to both of you.
Thank you. You too, Mama.
Thanks.
Thank you. I want to know how you guys spent it.
Kitty cat?
Oh, we didn't do much. We went to my mother-in-law's for lunch.
I'd like to put on record that I did invite you over that day.
You did invite me over that day. And I was going to go until I realized, well, we were going to swim. And Ramsey has a cast.
What were you actually thinking in that moment where you're like, yeah.
When I said, yeah?
Like swimming with, you know.
I just didn't think about it at all. Literally not at all. I can't tell you how many times friends, me and Nick have said to Ramsey, let's go swimming.
And she's just like.
And she's just like, okay, I can. And we're like, oh, crap. No, you can't. So anyway, and we were going to go to a movie, but everybody's tired from sleepovers the night before. So we went home and napped. Literally, that was it.
Did you say like, it's Mother's Day, stop whining?
I made them all go to rest time into their own rooms. Ramsey stayed up till 2:30 in the morning the night before at a birthday party. But she didn't nap, but I did. So it's fine. Me and Kate had napped. Everybody else just kind of sat around.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was very eventful. How about you?
Did you get any presents? Did they write you cards?
Yes. Ramsey like wrote me some cards.
Apparently your favorite food is a salad. That was hilarious.
I bet everybody else was writing salad. So she put probably salad. I'm like, Ramsey, you know, it's French fries. Duh. The best is I can't cook, and their answers for the cooking is just great.
The bagel thing that happened, though, Emmy, that one year, that'll be forever the story, like, my favorite story. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and, like, just flowers and moon pies.
What?
I really like moon pies, so they got me moon pies.
What's that?
It's like a dessert. It's like a chocolate pie? Marshmallow. Yeah, it's really random, I know.
Is it like a pie crust?
No. It's like I'll show you later.
A moon pie. Who knew?
They're
been friends
so
with her
good.
For 15 years. Never knew.
I got like a bag of moon pies. It was great.
A moon pie.
They're so good.
Interesting.
What about you?
Well, my boyfriend is in England. Well, he was in England during Mother's Day. Yeah. And it was so cute because about a week ago, like before Mother's Day, he was up in Jace's room and they were being super secretive. I'm like, what are you guys doing? And I didn't even like think of it. And they're like, nothing, nothing, nothing. Because I'm like, in my mind, I wouldn't even think that it would have crossed his mind to do something for me. And so didn't think anything. And then when he FaceTimed, because he's so sweet, like he's like, he wants to FaceTime and say hi to the kids every time. But he's like, hey, can I... Jolie, take me and like Jace up to your room, like away from mommy for a second. And I'm like, what are you guys doing? And this is now the day before Mother's Day. So I'm like, okay, this is cute. But also like not, you know how like we get our hopes up thinking it
right,
might be.
Right. Yep. Like, he's not thinking about it. Oh, he's thinking about it. He's not thinking about it.
But it was just one of those things. Because remember how like the few years before I've said like, my ex has never wished me happy Mother's Day, nor like done anything for the kids. And every year I make the kids do birthday stuff for him, Christmas, Father's Day things, like always like do a card for them. And it's like, I know a lot of divorced parents that don't wish the other person, but I'm like, you don't have to wish me a happy birthday or whatever. Yeah. But like for me, KB coming in strong.
Yes, she is.
But for me, I was like, first, I'm the mother of like your children. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's respectful to wish your person happy Mother's Day or happy Father's Day, you know? Yeah. And so for the past, this would be the third year that he didn't. Hmm. And I was just kind of like embracing, ready for it.
But hey, not to stop you, but also it's teaching the kids.
Thank you.
Yeah. Agreed. It's teaching the kids to.
Yeah. Like that first year, that I didn't want him to write him Father's Day because I was like, you ain't like, you know, I had my own thoughts of like.
It can be him helping the kids do it for you.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm like, let's write daddy a Father's Day card, you know? So whatever, cut to this year. I got a text and I thought that was very sweet.
Aw.
Yeah.
That is sweet.
He texted me and said, happy Mother's Day. Thank you for being an incredible mom. And I was like, you have no idea how much this text means to me. And he was just like, well, like, you have no idea how much it means that you're like a great mom. And so I was just like, and it was like this moment. I was driving home from church when he sent me the text and I was just like, this is cool.
Yeah.
This is like, this feels like, okay, it's taken 3 years, but like,
you're finally there.
We're like respectful.
Yeah.
You know, and he's there with me now, which I like appreciate. And on top of that, Alan sent me flowers from the kids.
It was so sweet.
He got them like presents for me. It was like the sweetest thing ever.
That
like
is so sweet.
Cards. They all wrote me cards. And I was just like, It was that was the sweetest thing ever because I did not expect him to do that. Wouldn't even think. But I was like, how sweet was that?
Yeah, that's great. I love
just
that.
To be thought of.
I know.
We full-time mom, guys. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
Did you already cover in-laws?
No.
Okay, great. Got a hot topic.
She's coming in hot.
Is that on the pop culture one?
No, I just mean Mother's Day.
Oh, no, but I mean, I got a message from his mom, like, you know, like aww. All the moms.
Yeah, so when
and
did
I,
you get that? So that's kind of my thing.
What did you say?
I guess, okay, so hi.
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 Welcome in.
So this, I think week 36 is when I get extra spicy.
Okay.
Okay.
Spice of that go. Friend. Don't worry, I won't chew the ice in your ear. I'll just go like that.
That looks really good.
So good.
Anything with crushed ice is like magical. So this is my question for both of you, because I actually was like going to text it to you and I was like, nope, I'm going to save it for the podcast, hoping we would touch on Mother's Day. So 2 weeks ago, I send my mom and his mom both this like thoughtful succulent planner, both individual to their personalities. My mom likes frogs, so she got this like cute rustic little toad filled with succulents and he's precious with a totally love you moment in the card, you know. His mom gets this like birch heart-shaped planter with succulents, you know, just trying to give them something that's not just flowers, whatever, just something cute, whatever. And I sent it ahead of time so that I wouldn't forget. Pregnancy brain is real. So, okay. So know that. And mm-hmm. then also, I feel like mothering is kind of this like pay it forward continuum of like, I would hope that when I am a grandmother, I'm going to pour into love on Mother's Day because I'm going to say like, you're in the thick of it, you know, mm-hmm. like we are in the height of mothering right now. Our in-laws, our mother-in-laws and our moms are in the coasting piece. We're adult children and we're raising kids. So it was around noon on Mother's Day, 1 o'clock Michigan and Indiana time.
She's like, when I put on Snapped on Oxygen Channel.
When I texted both my mom and his mom and was like, happy Mother's Day, because I had yet to hear anything.
Mm.
And I'm like, it's okay. You guys, please, I mean this. I know I'm spicy, but I do mean I'm ready to receive. I just left Amy the therapist, so I'm feeling in a receiving mode of like criticism. But I was like, am I wrong to think that like, I mean, you guys, we had text exchanges by 8 a.m. that day. I had text exchanges with two of my other girlfriends, like, you know, and I thought, and no one sent me anything. That's fine. Either of the moms.
All day?
No, didn't send me like a gift or a card or anything, which mm-hmm. totally, whatever. Yeah. Everybody's out of state. No big deal. But mm-hmm. I thought, man, it wasn't until after 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time mm-hmm. that I received something from them saying, and it's because I sent them saying happy Mother's Day. Then I got a happy Mother's Day back. And I was like,
I think my opinion is going to be different than Kat's.
So I'll go first. I personally, like, my ex-in-law does not need to send me a text. Having said that, it's so thoughtful that she does every single year, and I appreciate it every single year. And also, I have always sent to people, like, and I would be offended if my mother, or I wouldn't be offended if my in-law didn't, but that's my ex-in-law. But if it was, like, a new in-law, like, yeah, that hurt my feelings.
Well, I'm just a little, like, what are y'all up to? By 1 p.m.
Go for it.
If I'm being honest, I've never thought about it that way. Like, I've never...
No, that's kind of what I was hoping.
I've literally never thought that my mom should send me a text first telling me Happy Mother's Day.
Okay.
Ever.
This is what I was kind of
counting on. That's why I'm, like,
on.
Thinking, because I'm like, because in my mind, that's my job because she's the mom. Mm-hmm. And then it's my kid's job because I'm their mom. I've just literally never thought about it that way. So I'm not saying either is right or wrong.
I just wonder what your thoughts were, because I was like... I don't give a lot of weight to the hormone shifts in my body, but there are times where I need to get a little objective and go, okay, probably wouldn't matter as much if I wasn't so full chalk to the brim with, like, hormones and almost to baby time.
Well, I also think for you, you are just so, and I'm not saying I'm not, but you're way more thoughtful than I am when it comes to stuff like that. So you really expect, like, I didn't send them things a week before.
I only did that, in my own defense, just so I wouldn't have to forget and then have to pay rush shipping for both.
Well, that's fair. I don't know. I just have truly never really thought about it that way. I mean, I get the Happy Mother's Day back, I guess. I'd have to go back and look and see who says it first. I really don't even know.
And my best friend in Michigan, it has an ex-mother-in-law, and that ex-mother-in-law gave her a card and said, like, thank you for mothering these kids the way you do.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's so sweet.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, that's extra sweet, and she doesn't. So I just was like, well, maybe I'm off from, like, wishing that that was something that was said to me. I mean, I will say this. The boundaries are up. I no longer host anyone on Mother's Day. Because I got tired of that, too.
I mean, I don't think that I think that if I received that, I'd be like, wow, that was so thoughtful. I mean, 100%. And I would think that that's great and amazing. Anyone would take that. I just haven't.
And then
I guess,
my mom did send me, like, a paragraph separate and was like,
see, I mean,
I'm really proud of you.
Way more than I'm ever going
to
get.
No. But I just, so I don't want it to be, I don't know why. I just really was like, I wonder if I'm the only one that just, like, waits for, like, the people that have mothered me and
I
him.
Think you just want to also feel like, I think it's the same thing with, like, my ex, like, the acknowledgement of, like,
how
what we do, you know, it's like, that's, and there's certain people that you want to hear that from. And that was, you know, for me, it was my ex. Like, I, for some reason, I just really needed that. Like, thank you, you know, cause I'm like, I don't think he realizes how much I do, you know? So it was nice to be like, oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I actually that's needed to hear that he said that to you.
Yeah,
makes me a little really like beefy with him.
But Hannah, what was your question regarding that?
This actually kind of ties in perfectly. So I'm sure you guys have all aware of how many children Nick Cannon has. He's got 12 children now, and he's got 6 baby mamas. So for Mother's Day this year, he said he wanted to do something different and write each mother of his kids a personalized Mother's Day card. To, like, let them all know how much they mean to him. But he said in doing that, some of the cards got mixed up between the mothers and they received a card that was meant for a different mother. So he had some mother of his children reading his feelings towards another mother for her Mother's Day card because it all got mixed up.
And first of all, that's a lot of writer's cramp because... Well, 6 baby mamas.
I'm going to just go really artistry on this and I'm going to call myself out on it. It just sounds like an assistant sent it out and it's just lazy. Like sometimes like Kat, I'll be like, hey, can you send this person flowers? Like I should unlazy myself in those moments and send the person flowers and write them something. But
surely he wrote them.
But if you do that, you still
like,
get a text
he
before
should, but he should do
everything.
The like,
yeah.
If you're going to do it, do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like write it out and send it.
Like, I'm going to tell you that next time.
Please don't.
I'm just kidding.
It also sounds like he could be trying to get himself like a reality TV show because this is a tee up for the baby mama mix up.
Ew.
It's not a bad publicity thing for it to get out that he mixed up his baby mama cards because everyone's already wondering how does he manage this?
Yeah, it sounds like somebody just.
Sounds like a good publicist to me or a shitty assistant.
I think one of the mamas is on Selling Sunset, right?
Is she?
I honestly have no idea.
I believe one of the baby mamas is
I don't keep
on
up with his baby
Selling
mamas.
Sunset.
I love that show.
And I right? I don't know. I don't want to make that up.
I have no idea.
Hannah isn't there?
Yes, Bree Tessie. I think that's how you say it. She will be on a new season.
Right. Oh. So yeah, she's so I'm like, I don't know. And also he said he doesn't show Mariah's or his kids with Mariah, right? He says there's a balance between. So that'd be hard for me. Like, who can I show?
Oh, that would get real confusing.
Let's take a family photo
and that's like, wait, who do I have to put a heart on their face?
Yeah. Who gets an emoji face and who gets a regular face in the family photo? Wow. I can tell you all sorts of ways to avoid what Nick Cannon's going through, but.
I wonder if he like wants that though.
It sounds like probably.
Like a lot of baby mamas and kids.
I mean, he probably isn't against it. So. I'm hoping.
I think
this
it's
point.
Safe to say he's aiming for it.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Hannah, did I say something in the breakdown about Robert De Niro?
Yes, you did.
Oh, let's chat.
Another baby topic.
Oh my gosh.
That Robert De Niro just announced that he had his seventh kid at the age of 79.
His oldest child is what, 50?
51.
Oh.
And he has four grandchildren.
I like that we're all like waiting for the first person to say something. So do we know? Let me start with logistics.
Because you know that's where I like to start. Do we know if he made the baby or if the baby was, like, did he
take his, like, did he actually ejaculate inside the vagina?
Well, I could definitely go my whole life and never hear the word ejaculate again. Was it? I didn't think that's what you were going to say.
What else? What other, term scientifically?
There you go.
No, it's very scientific. I thought we were going to go a little more like.
Sorry. Did he stick his penis or his dick in, in the girl's?
Please never edit. Bring it back around.
And then shower her with some love.
Like, okay. Did he shower her naturally? Or was it like a IVF situation?
Do we know?
I don't know. I do not believe he has.
Call him right now.
Call him right Let's get De Niro on the line.
I mean, how old's the girl? And are they married?
It's
not that that matters.
He actually didn't even name them baby mama. I think it was... his co-host said that her name was, I think it's Tiffany Chen. I'm not sure how old she is. Let me look.
Hmm. I think he was married for quite a bit.
Hey? quite a bit.
She's Scottish. Did I just turn Scottish?
You did.
Indeed, Kramer. I don't know who I am. Now I'm Australian.
Okay, y'all are so caught up on how this baby was made and all the details. But how do you feel about him being a 79-year-old dad?
Well, I don't think it's quite fair to the child, if I'm honest.
Okay.
Because I just don't know the longevity there and how much memory making they get with their 79-year-old dad.
Yeah.
That makes me a little sad for the child.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to know.
But I mean, if Tiffany men can still make babies at 79.
I'm seeing conflicting reports, but the Daily Mail thinks she's 45.
Well, good for her.
So maybe IVF.
Yeah. Well, probably. On behalf of geriatric moms everywhere, it could not be IVF as well.
It's true.
It
could go either way.
I agree. I will agree with you on the age of the kid. That's sad, knowing that they're not going to have, let's see. Well, if he lives until he's 90, 10?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
10,
11.
So, but still, like that is, you know, that's going to be hard for the kid. So I agree with that. Also, I just wonder, like, why would you want to start over at that age?
I think that's why I need to know logistics. Because I'm like, was it?
Maybe. Or maybe she just wanted, you know, maybe she really wanted a kid, hadn't had kids. I mean, there's so many things we don't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe she just couldn't have children and she really wanted kids and, you know.
And she loves him.
Yeah.
And she gets to have a piece of him forever, which.
Yeah, it is. I think it's special depends. Making something with someone mm-hmm. to make
I do too.
Something together.
Even when
is
that
a beautiful thing.
Makes me very spicy on the podcast.
Or the person that helped you make it makes you spicy. Which one is it,
Gaby? I don't know. Today it's just me, but yesterday was a different story.
Moving on.
Okay.
Next.
Okay. Next topic is Hailey Bieber was talking about how she wants to start a family, but that she's scared because of how people have so much to say about her husband, Justin Bieber, and about her friends that she can't imagine hearing what people would say and make comments about their child. And so she just kind of broke down in an interview recently saying how scared she was to have them because of that reason. And I want to know your guys' thoughts. Like, Jana, I know you've raised kids kind of in the spotlight and how you handle that.
So I definitely understand her fear around that because people are nasty. I remember when people were making negative comments about Julie's speech, like that made me so upset because obviously you want to defend your kid. And then when someone's making fun of your child, it sends you to a different level of like, you know, that's not okay. Having said that, that would never stop me from having kids. Like I would just not show them as much if it was something that, but that's when I just go, okay, people are just mean or some people are mean. And, I get the fears, I get the anxieties, but it would never stop me from like being a mom is like the one thing I've always wanted and always have known that I've wanted. It wouldn't stop me.
I feel like Haley's at the beginning stages of trying it on in her brain.
Yeah, she's young. She's like, what, 26?
Yeah. Like, she's plenty of time. But yeah. I remember, like, I didn't post a picture of Love's. I wasn't sure how much I wanted to share of Love when she was born at mm-hmm. first, because the world is a little sassy. So I didn't, for like almost 3 months, show a picture of her face. I would just show like her little toes or whatever. And I remember then it started, people were starting to speculate something was wrong with her face. And I was like, oh no, her face is actually fine. She's quite beautiful. Oh, wow. It just, they started to think, and then that started to bother me. I just think there's a level you get to when you're just like, this is my baby. And I mean, I think we've all struggled at some point with like, how much do we share?
Sure.
Do we share their faces? Do we share their days? Do we show, you know, like, do we even show the outside of our house? Like everything, all of that. And I can't imagine being at their level. But it feels sweet to me because I think she's trying it on because she really is starting to get into that mode.
Yeah, and I will say one thing, like the people will say, like, I show more attention to Jolie. Jolie is not happy. But for a while there, she didn't want to be on my like camera. Like I could tell that like her.
You show more attention to Jolie or Jace?
To Jace.
Oh, okay.
And that like I wasn't showing Jolie as much and like Jolie didn't look happy. But what I started to notice was like when I would film, like I could tell like she would shift a little bit. So I'd be like, hey, baby, do you not want mommy to? So I would kind of stopped mm-hmm. filming her as much because I'm like, I want to respect wherever she's at mm-hmm. with liking the camera or not. Well, now she's like, mommy, put this on. Like I want to film. Like mommy, I want to just like, you know, yeah. like record me or whatever. So now she's like all about it. So I'm like, okay. But then people were like, oh, you're a bad mom because you're just showing. I'm like, no, she just doesn't want to be on there. And I'm not going to, I don't need to say mm-hmm. that, you know? So I'm right. like, I just don't even care.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and I think though, well, first of all, I think that she could obviously choose to not show her children like we talked about, mm-hmm. but it's interesting because they do go through stages. I don't, you know, have hardly any followers and Caden is 14 and he has started asking me to take photos down.
Really?
Yeah, because yeah. kids follow me and they see it and they'll like, you know, say stuff. So I'm like, absolutely. And so now I ask permission. Mm-hmm. I accidentally messed up and posted one of Emmy I wasn't supposed to, but then she let me keep it up. But now I just basically ask them
yeah.
because they go through stages,
yeah.
you know, and I just think you have to respect that. But I think that if she's worried about it, just don't show them and just keep them out of the
Well, and I think spotlight. I think there's a lot of celebrities that actually do a really great job of keeping them out of, like, I mean, Jennifer Garner's done an amazing job. I think it's also because she doesn't allow her kids on social media.
Yeah.
Kristen Cavallari doesn't, right?
Kristen does a great job. Yeah. She's always shows the emojis. I think there's a lot of people that can do it without, now they get followed crazy, but I'm trying to think of someone else who, I mean, I feel like there's a lot of celebrities.
There's so many, yeah.
Can be protective of their kids because I don't think paparazzi are actually allowed to shoot. There's something with kids. I think there's something that just passed or two. So like, I think there's a way to like that they can't.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, and I think it's hard for her. I don't follow her, but does she show a lot of her life?
I don't follow her either.
Daily? I don't know. And that may be harder.
I've been scrolling.
Cause there's like, you know, other celebrities.
I think it's
usually kind of older
friends with that would probably like, she's a Kardashian friend.
Yeah, but they're not going to show Kendall. If.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. But they're a very public family. So I wonder if that sparks something too.
Maybe, but I mean, I don't think that anyone's going to, you know, if you let it known, I don't think anyone would post anything. But yeah, I mean, I think if she's someone that shows a lot, you know, kind of like you do, Jana, then you have to really think about that. Mm-hmm. Like, but mm-hmm. if you're like a Jennifer Garner who probably doesn't do much on social media anyway, it's kind of easy. Like, I don't do a whole lot.
I just wonder if she sees the influence, like Kardashians share so much.
Right.
That but I could be not. Like, The only kid out of the Kardashians I could go, oh, is one of Kourtney's and one of Kim's. Everyone else I couldn't.
Or maybe older ones.
Yeah. Kendall, Kylie, Kourtney, Khloé's. Like I could pick out Khloé and Tristan's because it looks so much like Tristan.
Yeah.
I feel like, but like all those, I'm like, I would never.
Yeah.
I couldn't like.
Well, and they've gone
I just
through
wonder
their
if they
phases.
Think that's like, if she would think that's the standard.
Maybe. I mean, at one point, Kourtney wasn't showing them, I remember years mm-hmm. ago. But then she started to again. So,
yeah, been asked. So I do ask Jolie all the time now because I'm like, baby, are you sure? But now she like likes it. Now she's I think one of her friends is like doing TikTok stuff because she's showing me like a dance or whatever. I'm mm-hmm. like, what?
Yeah,
what's happening?
Yeah, you know, I feel.
I was like, but you don't get social media.
That's right. I will do that.
Not happening.
Okay, this one's my favorite. I love this one. Did you guys see that Martha Stewart is on the cover of Sports Illustrated at the age of 81?
I was waiting for this.
I've never been more obsessed with the cover. And I think she looks beautiful.
She claims it's untouched.
Oh, wow.
I don't. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You don't like it?
I like it, but I don't believe that.
That it's untouched?
She does claim that, correct, Hannah?
I mean, I hope that, like, yes, I mean, anyone could look as good as that at 81.
Guys, I don't look as good as that at 41.
No, same.
Yeah, but you got to think.
I mean, she looks great. I think it's amazing.
She says untouched.
I just am not so sure that I believe it's untouched. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Martha. Well, then I started to wonder, like, maybe it is untouched on the edit side, but maybe what we've done to get the perfect photo.
Maybe she just Paris filtered it because it's still technically untouched.
I believe she took some selfies that day and was talking about how great the lighting was.
Which listen, if you can get good lighting, you can
get the lighting at 81.
I think it's great, though. I love what Martha Stewart has been able to do from going to basically jail. I mean, she had an amazing career.
She was like my hero.
Then she goes to jail.
I know.
But then she like is friends with Snoop Dogg, is still killing it. Like, I mean, she's still so respected. I love that Martha Stewart. Cover
of Sports Illustrated.
I wonder if didn't she have beef with Blake Lively?
I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like she's had beef with.
She doesn't
people.
Look 81, though. I can say that. Like,
she definitely does not look 81.
I know that we keep getting older, but you know how sometimes people freeze
you
in their brain.
That they don't get older.
Like kids and older people stay that way. Like I assume I'm getting older and they never age.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize she was 81.
I just don't think that that's the same.
Yeah. See,
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
Makeup and lighting. I promise you can.
But
do
look at the
so
hands
much,
and look
though.
At the neck.
If Jana has taught me anything,
what
good lighting and good makeup.
Hold on a second.
I don't change know.
Looking at the. We're looking, we're currently, to narrate what's happening, we're currently looking at Martha's cover.
I believe it. I do.
I mean, the angle and
well,
the way she's,
like,
but
three cheers
ones.
For a saggier boob. I'll say that.
What? Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Three
yeah.
cheers for a saggier boob. Mm-hmm. I like a boob
with
gravity.
I mean, she looks amazing. I'm not judging. I mean, I would do anything to look like that. I'm not, yeah. I just am not sure.
She was feeling herself, too. You can tell. I'm here for that.
Here.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, it's tricky. So now Kat has pulled up some footage
of her from a podcast that yeah. I'm like, I don't know.
Well, but here's the question. Would you just rather her not have said it's edited? Not touched?
Oh, I would have wanted her to. I mean, I don't care. I don't have a beef with it.
Yeah.
But if asked, I would want her to be honest about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or just not talk about it at all.
There is stuff that you can do, though, like that would make it not... It would make it untouched, meaning it not photoshopped, but doesn't mean that she wasn't.
Yeah, like, I hear you with that.
There's
yeah.
like the creams and things that you can put on like your neck and everything.
Sure.
That
like when Emma does my makeup, I look like I'm 10 years younger.
Oh, when you.
Because she like makes yeah. me glow.
When mm-hmm, you do my makeup, sure. I'm like, mm-mm. Yeah, let's take another picture, Kramer.
Either I mean, way, even if you do stuff to it.
I can just tell she's
great.
Feeling good there, which
I mean,
I like.
I don't care if she did stuff to it. I do not care. Like if I'm 81, I'm going to be on the cover. Let's do a little here. Let's go.
Yeah,
I'm good with it. I'm just saying.
41. You could still if
well,
you need
yeah.
to.
Fair.
Yeah.
Paris like, is not a filter, by the way.
It's a swipe. It's a glow.
It is a glow.
It's a light.
It is a glow.
I mean, amazing. I've stopped using the thinner nose, bigger lip ones.
1987.
God,
really
I look back though on some of the archive ones. I'm like, oh, see, I like that.
Well, it's a
you're looking good
booster.
There, Kramer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wah, wah, wah. You got anything else, Hannah?
Last topic. Rumors about Tom Brady and Kim Kardashian are dating.
No. I do not think they're dating.
I don't think they're dating.
I think that is just, I mean, awesome if they are. I just don't see them together whatsoever.
No, who is he rumored to be with Reese Witherspoon?
No, not that either. He's going to be with some, I don't think, I see him with just like a younger influencer, a model.
Guys, I'm going to say something wildly unpopular.
Go for it.
I don't think Tom Brady's hot.
I don't either.
No, I don't really.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, we know who your type is. and he's back on the market.
Kevin. But he's sad about
he's so
it.
Sad. Don't worry, you could rebound. Damn it, there's Nick.
Shoot, we're married again.
Yeah, we're back to it.
I feel so bad for him.
You really missed your window opportunity. I did, your single windows did not align with Costner. Yeah, I just didn't think it. I don't think Tom is that hot. And not that Tom has to be hot to date Kim.
Oh, he's going to get someone just like.
I just have never.
Stunning.
And he's a Michigan guy.
He is. I also know.
Well, Michigan University.
A side story of someone that he tried to get into someone's DMs.
Tell us.
So, knowing that, I was like, that tracks.
Oh, he has a type.
The type. That he was, I was like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because someone was like, is friends with him and said, yeah, he's was asking me about my friend and slid into this person's DM. I was like, that makes sense.
But and Kim's not the type.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it.
Interesting. Well, I feel
people
like
he will make something out of anything. So.
Well, he is free though to like, he's a free agent.
Do whatever.
Pun intended.
I could see them hooking up.
Sure.
It's interesting. It's a lot of teeth and it's a lot of butt. I just want to say out loud, there's just some dominant caricature features that would just, it's a lot happening there for me. It's a big white billboard coming in hot. And then there's just like a lot of ass. I just don't know what to do. There's
certain things Kristen can say.
Logistics are hard for me. So. I'm a logistics girl. I still need to know if De Niro. Oh,
God. Well, okay. We'll just never know.
Well.
On that note,
you need to get on top of it. No pun intended.
How long is your maternity leave? We were talking about it.
I mean, as long
as your official maternity leave.
I think
leave,
my maternity leave is going to be until you deem me safe to be back on the air.
What do you mean?
I just mean like I'm feisty
not crying
and
or
emotional. Like you might be like, ooh, honey, let's keep you off of recorded podcasts for a while.
Listen, we've dealt with hormonal Kristen and we love her just the same.
Wow. I wish my husband would listen to this podcast.
Okay. We're going to talk off air right now.
I love emotional Kristen as much.
I think it's good to be honest with your spouse about what you're feeling, what you need.
What you think, what you need, what you feel.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So go do that, everybody.
He's fine. Everything's fine. I'm just
emotional.
If
anyone has a direct line to Robert De Niro, let us know.
We would like to know more about his direct line.
Okay, bye.
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 Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.